Je vous remercie, monsieur.
Thank you very much, Chair. France aligns itself with the statement made by the European Union, and we would like to add a few elements in our national capacity. First of all, Mr. Chairman, we'd like to thank you and your team for submitting to us the draft report. That is an excellent foundation for our work, and I'd like to thank you for the efforts that you have been taking during the since the beginning of your mandate. We also would like to thank the Secretariat for the support. We're convinced that this draft report that highlights points of agreement is something that can lead us to consensus that will make possible for the GGE to reach specific and substantive results before the end of the week. And the Conference of States Parties of the CCW in 2022 reiterated the relevance of the CCW as a framework for the review of the issues related to laws. The objectives of the convention that relate to international law and that aim to establish the right balance between military necessity and humanitarian principles are the basis that we should use to collectively build the operational and normative framework that applies to such systems. Work in our GGE have undeniably helped us achieve significant progress. France praises specifically progress achieved during the last session of the GGE in March. This last meeting, as well as the informal consultations that you have organized, have demonstrated the common willingness of delegations to move forward in the GGE and in the CCW with an objective of achieving a substantive result that we do hope will be reflected correctly in the final report. As the trans-regional declaration that brings together 51 countries shows, we've seen it in statements by Germany and the Philippines, it reflects the points of agreement between statements and also the agreement that some systems should be banned and other systems should be regulated in order to prevent the development of the first and ensure that the second are developed and employed in line with IHL. Since the adoption of the 11 guiding principles in 2019, we have achieved progress in our understanding of the challenges posed by laws, but also in the identification of possible ways to guarantee that the development and use of such systems is done with full respect of international humanitarian law. For a very long time, France has been supporting this approach, working together with Germany and the group of co-sponsors of the double or two-tier approach. Now, if not all delegations understand or name things in the same way, we do see that those represent the foundation of the majority of proposals. And very often in discussions, behind different words, we see a similar understanding of the problems, and we have to move away from labels and move forward on the substance of notions, as others have said before me. Now, this two-tier approach is relevant, we believe, to structure our discussions, but also to define the constituent elements in the eventual operational and normative framework that applies to laws. It'll help us respond to all challenges, respective IHL, that is at the heart of our mandate here in the GGE, and to the need to ensure human control is indeed the backbone of this work. In this respect, France supports the efforts, and I just referred to that, to work towards banning some fully autonomous systems and, on the other hand, to establish a set of principles that will guide national policies and implementation of measures to accompany the development and use of laws. In this respect, France is in favor of giving the GGE a negotiating mandate in continuity of the mandate received from the review conference. Mr. Chairman, we'll have the opportunity to refer to some specific points of your draft report, but at this point, I would like to make some general comments on the document. We appreciate that this set of conclusions is based on respect of international humanitarian law, which should remain a priority for our work. We also praise the fact that this document reflects the two-tier approach, something that we see specifically in paragraphs 7 and 8, and we believe that it'll be wise to ensure a distinction between lethal autonomous weapons systems that are incompatible with IHL and, on the other hand, systems that integrate autonomy that can be developed and used in a way that is compatible with IHL. We support the characterization that has been reflected in the report, namely that once the system is activated and is capable of identifying, selecting, engaging, and using force against a target without human intervention. We also praise the fact that there is a link between the human-machine interface and IHL. In fact, in order to guarantee that IHL is fully respected, it is necessary to ensure that during the use of such systems, human command is in a position to appreciate the respect of the rules of IHL, especially its fundamental principles, distinction, proportionality, precaution. In the framework and in light of the specific circumstances related to each attack. We fully support the fact that the principle of the responsibility of command and operator should be ensured, especially in the use of systems that have high degrees of autonomy. States should ensure that their national mechanism will help ensure this responsibility in an effective way. We believe that lethal autonomous systems can benefit from operational benefits with the fact that mitigation measures related to risks should be developed and implemented by states, and this relates to the development and use of such weapon systems. In this respect, we agree with the general guidance that is contained in your document. Mr. Chairman, we remain convinced that on the basis of your report, it is possible to achieve consensus. The previous meeting of the GG in March showed that it gives delegations the possibility to express their views and points of agreement. We have to collectively agree from right now that measures in the framework developed here, that measures and development and use of emerging technologies in the area of laws are fully in line with IHL. Now, in order to achieve that, we have to count on the commitment of all delegations to work in a constructive manner with full respect of the objectives and principles of the Convention and, more generally, international norms. We're ready to support your efforts, Mr. Chairman, and participate in in-depth discussions. Once again, I would like to thank you and reassure you of the full support of my delegation.